This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. Next week's Major League Baseball All-Star Game will be played in Cleveland for the fifth time in history. The game that brings together the league's biggest stars has evolved from one night into a five-day party. WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, why doesn't the All-Star Game have the same allure as it did in the past?
You didn't see the other league's players. They didn't have interleague play like now. You didn't have wide TV coverage, you know. I was watching the Indians in the 60s and saw, I'd see Mickey Mantle and the different stars in the American League, but it was a big deal to see Willie Mays or to see Bob Gibson or whoever the stars were from the National League. And it was that way for a long time. That was the idea. What was made the game novel was that you just didn't see each other. Well, now they've gone to interleague play and, you know, games of the week on every single day. So that's why I think the All-Star Game had to morph into something else. So they got a lot of stuff going.
Yeah, I mean, there's 5 days of events, from a celebrity softball game to the home run derby to the Futures game that features the league's next stars in the minor leagues.
Yes. Which one of those do you like?
I mean, I kind of like the idea of the Futures game, where you get to see some of the young talent all in the field together.
One, and you could probably get a ticket for it. Two, it is fun. I mean, a few years ago, Francisco Lindor has been in that. You know, right now they've got a guy named Daniel Johnson, who's a next young outfielder on the rise. And then a third baseman, a young guy named Nolan Jones, who is going to be a very good hitter for the Indians in a couple of years.
Indians first baseman Carlos Santana was named an All-Star starter, Terry, for the first time in his career. And it's kind of fitting because he's really become a fan favorite in Cleveland.
Right. It was a strange thing. He left via free agency because him and his agent nearly like passed out when Philadelphia came out of nowhere to offer him $60 million for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So he went to the Phillies for a year where he wasn't particularly happy, didn't play particularly well. He ended up getting traded to Seattle, and the Indians made this very complicated trade where basically a lot of the contract is now being paid by both Seattle and Philadelphia, and they brought him back for two more years this year and next year. And it was funny. I remember talking to Carlos in spring training because I'd never sold my house. He still has his house in Cleveland. And this is like his best year ever.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is happy being home. Secondly, he's actually made some adjustments with his swing. Because, like, I think he was the guy that's in the big leagues. There's, like, only four other players that played more games in the big leagues that yet to make an All-Star team. And I hope he gets a huge ovation from the fans because he deserves it.
You know, what I've noticed is just how much the All-Star Game is about celebrating the present, but also the past of the sport, particularly in the host city, because so many former players are coming back, like Jim Thome, Dennis Martinez. Even Rocky Colavito is coming to give a talk at Playhouse Square.
Yes, Rocky, who's a friend of mine. And, you know, Rocky is 85, dealt with a lot of health issues. And, you know, he was a star with the Indians in the late 50s and then briefly in the middle 60s. This is one of those things that it hits a certain generation a certain way and the rest of the people don't get it. Mm. But for about 4 years, Rocky averaged about 40 homers in the late 50s. That's when, by the way, the ball wasn't juiced. You didn't have all these home runs and that. And Rocky Colavito got into a big snit with the general manager named Frank Lane, and they traded him over a $5,000 contract dispute, mm-hmm. which fans went crazy. They picketed the game and all this stuff when Rocky came back to town. I later ended up writing a book about the Indians of that time called The Curse of Rocky Colavito, because mm-hmm. the last time Rocky played with the team in 1959, they actually were in contention, and then they never contended again until the middle 90s. Mm-hmm. And you know, in Cleveland, we do love our former sports guys. It's not to say stars, our former players. All the former Indians will be floating around, giving interviews, signing autographs, having a grand old time. And, you know, it is a celebration of Cleveland baseball along with Major League Baseball.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he grades the Cavs' recent draft as the new players start competing in the NBA's Summer League.